بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected elders, علماء كرام، برادران الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To stand in the masjid of marhum Hazrat Marana Muhammad Yunus Ab Patel Rahmatullah Alayh is not easy. And to sit on his chair, you have to have a lot of knowledge plus a big heart. So that's why I don't want to sit, though I need to sit, but I rather stand than sitting. Alhamdulillah, in his masjid, there's always his noor and a lot of reminders of him in the form of you people who are sitting here in a certain respectable way, which doesn't happen everywhere. There are masajid, people stretch their legs as long as your eyes can see, and they relax against the walls like the judges checking how the speaker is going to speak. And then they are going to pass their judgment afterwards. And there are places where you can look at the people and you can see, yes, the tarbiyat has been made. They have been under the guidance and under the tutorship of somebody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high ranks in Jannatul Firdaus amongst the awliyaullah. He was a waliullah himself. May Allah grant him the company of greatest Allah's walis in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Last night I was standing in one of the masjid where Mufti Shafiq Sahib gives majlis. So I was standing outside, I looked. There were so many sayings of Hazrat Marhum Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. His sayings were there. Ajeeb, ajeeb. Refreshing and meaningful. We normally read the sayings of people who passed away maybe 1,000 years back. And this was a sheikh who was amongst us just maybe 1.5 years back, 2 years back, he was here. But his words were so powerful because of the spirituality. And because of the concern which he had for Ummat, whatever he said was ajeeb. I was reading, he said, the past is history, future is mystery, and present is a present from Allah. You know, it was eye-catching. You can't live in the past. Pass par toba karo, istighfar karo, guzar jao. Wo to chala gaya. You can't do anything about it. It is in the annals of history. So past is history. And what is the future? Future is a mystery. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow to us. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَّاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. We don't know where we are going to die, where we are going to live, what we are going to do, what is going to happen. You can't make istighfar about tomorrow also. Istighfar in advance. We don't make it. We may not live even. And past is gone, we can only make istighfar, but we can't change it. And the present is the present from Allah. Allah has given us a gift of today, this moment in which we are living. We should not waste it. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, لَقَدْ أَدْرَكْنَا أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دَرَاهِمِهِ وَدَنَانِيرِهِ. He said, and Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, from the top tabi'een, all the silsilas connect through him to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says, we had seen some people, yani sahaba kiram. He refers to sahaba. Kana ahaduhum ashahha ala umrihi minhu ala darahimihi wa dananiri. We have seen some people, they were more stingy and concerned about their time and umr and life than dirham and dananir. I went to Cape Town, some Muslim brothers want to make dirham and dinar again. And they think they're making a great khidmat of Islam. A brother took me to a place where he was busy minting the coins. There'll be a lot of new dirhams coming, inshallah. A lot of dinars are going to come. I could not reject him also. I could not criticize him also because of his feeling for Islam. You know, do something for Islam. How futile it might be. But I was wondering in my heart, he's just wasting his time. If you make dirham, it's not going to revive Islam. Islam got nothing to do with dinar and dirham. Ta'isa abdul dinar, wa ta'isa abdul dirham, wa ta'isa abdul khamisa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed three people. May they be ruined. The slave of dinar, the slave of dirham, and the slave of kurta, dafa, etc. Dafa I am adding, okay. Yani, he's only worried about his clothes. He's only worried about dinar and dirham. In a'tiya radiya wa illam yu'ta sakhit. Ta'isa wa antakas. Wa idha shika falan takash. Rasulullah not only cursed him, but cursed him very strongly. May he be cursed. May he be a loser. May he suffer. And if he is poked with a thorn, may his thorn not taken out. May his thorn stay in his body. Normally we say, may Allah give you shifa. If you are suffering, he said, no, that type of person, if he is suffering, may Allah not give him shifa. Subhanallah. And we think if we want to mint few coins, we are going to be doing great service to Islam. Shaitan many a time takes our attention away from important things to less important or least important. There are big, big things to do. And they will put you, he will compare always. Shaitan is very, very intelligent and he will compare which one is lesser, of lesser benefit to this man. He is going for a beneficial thing. So okay, let him not go to the higher beneficial thing. Let him go to a lower beneficial. First he will try to put him totally in a loss. Maybe in a sin. But he can't. So he got a priority list. Let him mix him up. The top priority, let it go down. The lower priority must go up. Like as Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was sleeping. He did not wake up for tahajjud. Whole day he cried. Next morning, when he was sleeping, someone shook him up. He got hold of him. Who are you? I am Shaitan. What are you doing? You normally don't wake up people for Salah. He said, you know, yesterday when you missed your tahajjud yesterday, you cried whole day. You got more sawab than tahajjud. So I realized, rather I must do one thing for you. I must wake you up for tahajjud. Rather you get sawab of tahajjud than sawab of crying whole day because that is too much. I can't take it. So he's also, brother is busy. So I was mentioning, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus of Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned, beautiful. Our present is a present to us. Allah has given us this gift of prayer. Let us not waste it in futile, useless, or less productive activities. Let us make use of it in a bigger way. They say the Muntaqi Sahib Usmani Mudazzilul Ali in his Islahi Khutbat, he mentioned the story of a baniya who had a shop, maybe medicine or whatever. So he told his son, when he was going somewhere, he told his son that there are certain bottles here in this shop. You must sell them only for 2,000 rupees each. They're very important. He said, no problem. Father gone. Now sons, you know that how the sons are. Today's sons, as the old sons, young people, young generation, الشَّبَابُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْجُنُونَ. They are half crazy. They think the old man is telling me something, I must not listen. That's why he told me. I must go do it against it. Very few people will take the words of their father seriously. Very few, they are fortunate ones. May Allah make us one of them. We take whatever we listen, we take it into our hearts and we practice. Especially coming from father. Father is going to give you only advice what is beneficial to you. There is no personal interest of father. That's why the mukhlis, father is a very mukhlis well-wisher. So this father told him, he didn't pay attention. After when he was selling, he sold left, right and center, including those bottles also. He sold them for 100 rupees each. And the price was 2,000 each. He sold them for 100 rupees each. And he didn't care. When father came and he was checking and taking the stocks, he said, my son, what did you do? How did you think? Ah, alhamdulillah, everything we sold well, you know, in their own style. I sold everything. He said, you sold everything? What was the price? And these bottles, yeah, these are also gone. Sold. Finish. How much was the price? 100 rupees. I told you 2,000. You're telling me what? You know, Baniya Masa got a heart attack. Us bichare ko to dil ka dora pad gaya. So I can't imagine you are selling something worth 2,000, you are selling it for 100. Say, Daddy, what? I never thought it is so expensive. He said, no, it was expensive. So now the son, who is also Baniya's son, he also getting a heart attack. He said, Daddy, I am very sorry. You know, I was very negligent. Now he stopped eating, drinking also. Bichara strike par chala gaya. He threw his cell phone away also. Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, everything, he threw it away. Now father, out of disciplining, he had told him this thing. Now he is feeling for his son also. My son is becoming very, very depressed. He called his son. He said, son, come here. Let me explain to you. Whatever you sold, even for 100 rupees, it was a profitable business. The value of these bottles were just 10 rupees. You sold them for 100 rupees. Still you made a profit, mashallah, 90 rupees on each bottle, you made good profit. Don't lose your heart now. But I was so concerned that if you are going to do the business like that, you will run later on into lot of losses. If you compare 90 rupees to 900 or 1900, then you realize you made very little profit. Making less profit and making more profit. There's a big difference. So I want to teach you a lesson. Otherwise you made profit. You made profit. But my profit margin was different. And your profit margin is different. If you are going to run your business like that, one day you are going to run into trouble. Otherwise, you made profit. We are also making profit in our life. But sometimes we are involved in activities less profitable. Maulana Taqi Sahib writes himself about his father. He said one of his friends came crying to his son, to his father, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Azam Pakistan, one of his friends. Hazrat, bahut bada nuksan ho gaya. Hazrat, bahut bada nuksan ho gaya. Kya nuksan hua bhai? What loss? Hazrat, bahut nuksan ho gaya. Bahut nuksan ho gaya. Kya nuksan hua? Nuksan ye hua कि वो 5 करोड़ रुपए का एक कॉन्ट्रैक्ट होने वाला था, वो नहीं हुआ. One contract was supposed to be signed worth 50 million rupees and it did not go through and I could not sign it and could not finish it उस पर बड़ा अफसोस हो रहा है. आई एम रियली फीलिंग दैट वी सफर्ड ए बिग लॉस. हजरत सेड बट नथिंग केम आउट ऑफ योर पॉकेट. यू नेवर लॉस्ट एनीथिंग. लॉस तो वो होता है जो आपके पास था और चला गया, वो लॉस है. ये तो वो है जो अभी आया ही नहीं, आने वाला था नहीं आया. इट वॉज सपोज टू बी कमिंग, डिड नॉट कम. तो इतनी परेशानी की क्या जरूरत है. लेकिन बिजनेसमैन के दिमाग से सोचो, व्हेन यू थिंक फ्रॉम द हेड ऑफ ए बिजनेसमैन, यू विल से ओ नो, वो आने वाला भी बड़ा मजेदार था. दैट वॉज ऑल्सो समथिंग स्पेशल एंड मिसिंग दैट इज अ ग्रेट मिस. ओ ए मिस एज गुड एज अ माइल. बस इसी तरीके से अपने उम्र को भी सोचना चाहिए. इसी तरीके से रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फरमाया, हदीस शरीफ में आता है, हदीस बुखारी शरीफ की है, नेअमतान मगबूनुन फीहिमा कसीरुन मिनन नास. अब्दुल्लाह बिन अब्बास रज़ी अल्लाह अन्हु ने रिपोर्ट किया, दो चीजें इंसान बहुत नुकसान में रहता है उनमें और धोखे में रहता है. द टू थिंग्स वी ऑलवेज वी आर डिसीव्ड बाय देम एंड वी डोंट वैल्यू देम, अस्सहा वल फराग. वन इज सहा, your health. You are always deceived because you take it for granted. You are healthy, you think I am going to stay like that, and you don't appreciate it. Lot of things could be achieved in sihat, you don't care. And wal faragh, and the time available. Available time is there, but when you become too busy, there's a time we realize, oh, I had the time, but now I am too busy. We say in Urdu, you know, sar ko jaane ki fursat nahi hai. I don't have time even to scratch my head. ऐसा वक्त आ जाता है कि इंसान के पास वक्त बिल्कुल नहीं रहता. तो इसलिए इंसान को फिक्र करनी चाहिए. अभी एंड ऑफ द ईयर आ गया. लास्ट ईयर रिमेम्बर वॉज टॉकिंग ईयर वॉज ऑल्सो एंड ऑफ द ईयर. अभी फिर आ गया. कैसे साल कैसे आता है, कैसे चला जाता है जी. जिंदगी की मिसाल शायर ने दी है कि एक बर्फ की तरह है. बर्फ आप हाथ में बर्फ उठाकर रखो, ईच एंड एवरी मिनट एंड मोमेंट इट इज मेल्टिंग एंड गोइंग अवे. किसी मुफस्सिर ने कहा कि मैंने सूरह वल असर की तफसीर एक बर्फ बेचने वाले से सीखी. तो बर्फ बेचने वाला कह रहा था, मेरे हाल पर रहम करो, मेरा कैपिटल, माय कैपिटल इज मेल्टिंग अवे, प्लीज हैव मर्सी ऑन मी. यू वर सेलिंग आइस. I am telling the people, please have mercy on me. My capital is melting away. Each minute you don't buy it is gone. So, ni'matani maghbunun feehima kaseerun minan nas. Lot of people don't appreciate these two ni'mats. I see Munataqi Usmani sahab in his travels also. He is busy writing something. Safar kar rahe hain aur kuch likh rahe hain. हमारे अकाबिर सब के सब सफर हजर में कुछ न कुछ दीन का काम करते रहते थे. एंड रिमेम्बर, दीनी पर्सन इज नेवर ऑन हॉलीडेज. माशाल्लाह, दिस इज हॉलीडे हेडक्वार्टर डर्बन, बट दीनी पर्सन इज नेवर ऑन हॉलीडे. पांच नमाजों में कोई चेंज नहीं है हॉलीडे में कि पांच नमाजों के बजाय चार नमाज हो जाए. See, in holidays we read three namaz only. Fajr is maaf, you know, whole night we're eating briflace and all that. And Isha time we had some other activities. Nothing is forgiven. As a musafir, if you are a musafir, yes, there will be certain allowance and certain ease Allah grants, that is there. That we have to get it. And we have no choice but to get it. चार रकातें फर्ज, वो दो रकातें बन जाएगी. मगरिब में मत पढ़ना जी. एक हाफिज साहब ने की जगह नमाज पढ़ानी शुरू की और कहा मगरिब की नमाज, कहा लेट मी कैन आई मेक कसर यास मशूरा ऑफ द मुसल्लीस, दे टोल्ड यू नो प्लीज डोंट मेक वन एंड हाफ, यू हैव टू कीप इट थ्री. तो मसला भी सीख लेना चाहिए. कहीं आप समझे कि मगरिब की भी आधी हो जाएगी, जोर की भी आधी और फजर की भी आधी, वहां एक रकात, ऐसे नहीं है. तो अल्लाह ताला ने जो फराइज हमारे ऊपर लगाए हैं, वट एवर फराइज अल्लाह हैज गिवन अस, वट एवर ड्यूटीज अल्लाह हैव गिवन अस, इवन इन ट्रेवल, एक्सेप्ट फॉर वट ही गिव्स अस अलाउंस एंड मेक्स इट इजी फॉर अस, अदर थिंग्स गो एज नॉर्मल. नमाज यहां पर भी पढ़नी पड़ेगी, डरबन में भी पढ़नी पड़ेगी, जोहानिसबर्ग में भी पढ़नी पड़ेगी. اور مسجد میں جانا پڑے گا. کوشش کریں کہ مسجد میں نماز پڑھیں, جماعت سے نماز پڑھیں جہاں تک ہو سکے, اور اپنے وقت کی قدر کریں. مغبون فیہما کثیر من الناس الصحۃ والفراغ. حضرت حسن بصری کا یہ قول ہے, ابن آدم ایاک والتسویف, او مین ڈونٹ پٹ یور ٹوڈیز ورک آن ٹمورو, فانک بیومک ولست بغدک, because you will be judged by your today. As I told you, today the present is present, Allah's gift to us. Fa innaka bi yawmik, you will be judged by your today's activity. Walasta bi ghadik, you are not going to be judged by tomorrow. Fa in yakun laka ghadun fakis fi ghadik kama kista fi yawmik. If you have a tomorrow, then be intelligent about tomorrow also, as you were in today's activities. آج کیسے دن گزارا, اچھے طریقے سے گزارا, ویسا ہی کل بھی گزار لینا اگر کل ملا. If you get a tomorrow, be wise in tomorrow as you are wise in today. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكَ غَدٌ, and if you don't have a chance to stay till tomorrow, لَمْ تَنْدَمْ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطَّ فِي الْيَوْمِ, then you would not have regretted, and you would not be regretting about what you have missed the opportunity of today. آج کا کام آج کر لو, اور آج کی قدر و قیمت کر لو, آج پر محنت کر لو. تھوڑا سا وقت مل جائے انسان, تھوڑی تسبیح پڑھ لو, سبحان اللہ الحمد للہ اللہ اکبر. امام بخاری نے آخری حدیث ختم کی سبحان اللہ و بحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم. اتنا نیک کام, اس میں بھی انہوں نے آخر میں تسبیح ڈال دی, یعنی ہی از ڈوئنگ گریٹ ورک آف عبادت. فار ایوری حدیث ہی میڈ غسل اینڈ ٹو رکعات نفل صلاح ٹو پٹ دا حدیث ان دیٹ بک, اینڈ آفٹر اینڈنگ دیٹ دا اینڈ آف دیٹ بک ہی پٹ سبحان اللہ و بحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم, آلسو ٹیکن فرام حدیث, حدیث اب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, کلمتان حبیبتان الی الرحمن خفیفتان علی اللسان ثقیلتان فی المیزان سبحان اللہ و بحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم. یہ تو آپ بازار میں بھی پڑھ سکتے ہیں, اور اگر بیچ پر چلے جاؤ تو وہاں بھی پڑھ سکتے ہیں. جی سبحان اللہ پڑھنے میں کوئی تکلیف ہے؟ الحمدللہ پڑھنے میں کوئی تکلیف ہے؟ اور آپ کو کوئی ٹول گیٹ وغیرہ بھی کوئی پرواہ نہیں, اس پر کوئی ٹیکس نہیں ہے. ورنہ ڈربن کے آنے کے لیے تو ماشاءاللہ ہم کو رستے میں پتہ نہیں کتنا ٹیکس دینا پڑتا ہے. جی ٹو کم ٹو ڈربن, ہاؤ مینی ٹائمز وی ہیو ٹو پے ٹو, اٹ ٹیکس اٹس ٹول آن اس. جی وہ تو ہے, ڈربن آئے گا تو پھر اس کی قیمت تو ادا کرنی پڑے گی. جب شیر بنانا ہے تو اس کے لیے سوئی تو لگانی پڑے گی. وین یو وانٹ ٹو گیٹ ٹیٹوڈ یو ول بی پوکڈ, سو ڈربن آئیں گے تو پھر اس کے لیے تھوڑے سے ٹول ٹیکس بھی لگا دیا, اس لیے تاکہ آپ لوگ قدر کرو ڈربن کی. ڈربن میں رہنے والوں کو اتنی قدر نہیں ہے ڈربن کی, لیکن باہر والوں کو بہت قدر ہے. اسی طریقے سے ہم کو ڈربن میں رہ کر بھی, ہالیڈیز کے اندر بھی, ہالیڈیز میں بھی اللہ کو انسان یاد کر سکتا ہے, ہالیڈیز میں اللہ کو یاد کر سکتا ہے سبحان اللہ. اب اب تسبیح, تسبیح کو عربی میں مذکرہ کہتے ہیں, مذکر, یہ یاد دہانی کراتی ہے آپ کو, اٹ ریمائنڈز یو آف اللہ. ایک تسبیح جیب میں ڈال لو, وہ ادھر ادھر جہاں گھومتے پھرتے ہو, کبھی سوکھ میں پہنچ گئے اور کبھی دکھ میں پہنچ گئے اور کہاں بھی پہنچ گئے, ساتھ تسبیح ساتھ رکھی ہوئی. کبھی بیچ پر پہنچ گئے جی, اور کبھی ہاشم عملہ کی زیارت کرنے پہنچ گئے, اپنی زبان. لا یزال لسانک رطبا من ذکر اللہ. ایک صحابی نے پوچھا, یا رسول اللہ مجھے کوئی عمل آسان سا بتاؤ. حضور نے فرمایا اپنی زبان کو ذکر سے تر رکھو, کیپ یور ٹنگ ویٹ ود دا ذکر آف اللہ. جو شخص ذکر کرے گا انشاءاللہ وہ مرتے ہوئے بھی اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر آئے گا, کلمہ یاد ہوگا, نصیب ہوگا. ہم سب چاہتے ہیں ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان پر ہو, تو انشاءاللہ اپنے وقت کی قدر کریں. اینڈ آف دا ایئر ہے, ابھی نیا سال شروع ہو جائے گا, کرسمس آئی کرسمس گئی, जी बॉक्सिंग डे भी आया वो भी चला गया, किसी ने बॉक्सिंग किया, किसी ने मारा एक दूसरे को, कोई ने बॉक्स बंद किया, कोई क्या किया, ये सब वक्त गुजर गया, ऑल इज गॉन। दुआ कीजिए अल्लाह ताला हमें अपने वक्त की कदर करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए। बुजुर्गान दीन ने जैसे अपने अल्लामा इब्न हजर रहमतुल्लाह अलैह के बारे में है कि वो जब कलम को तेज करते थे, उसको कलम तेज करते हुए व्हाइल ही शार्पनिंग हिज पेन ही यूज्ड टू बिजी विद जिक्र ऑफ अल्लाह। ही सेड दिस मच टाइम आई गेट इन बिटवीन, आई डोंट वांट टू वेस्ट इट, बट आई वांट टू मेक जिक्र ऑफ अल्लाह। व्हाइल ही वाज स्टिल सर्विंग अल्लाह एंड हिज दीन, बट दैट मच टाइम ऑफ शार्पनिंग द पेन ही डिडंट वांट टू वेस्ट। May Allah grant us tawfiq that we don't waste our life and our umr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate whatever opportunity has been given to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to make his zikr also. May Allah ta'ala make zikr of Allah part of our heart and mind and body. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Maulana Muhammad Naeem Atara sahab ka wo bahut jazakallah mein bolta hu, shukriya ada karta hu. इन्होंने हमको यहाँ पर हुक्म दिया और हम मैंने मौलाना से कहा था, आई टोल्ड हिम आई वांट टू लिसन टू यू, पर मौलाना ने फरमाया कि नहीं आप बयान करो, तो उनके हुक्म के उस पर अल्लाह ताला इनको बहुत जज़ाए खैर दे कि हमें कुछ अच्छी बात करने की तौफीक दे। दुआ फरमाए अल्लाह ताला कबूल फरमाए। वसल्लल्लाहु अला सय्यिदिना मुहम्मदिन व आलिही व सहबिही अजमईन बिरहमतिही व अरहमुर रहीम।